As I go about preparing my homilies, I always go back in my electronic files and read what I've said on previous years. The purpose is not to recycle my homilies. The purpose is to see what was on my mind and heart the previous year. And so I did that as I was preparing for today. I opened up the file marked January 1st, 2020. And as I was reading it, I thought to myself, wow, I wrote this before the pandemic, before everything that happened in 2020. Little did I know as I was writing that homily. And I thought to myself, well, if I could go back in time, what would I tell my pre-pandemic self? Probably something like, buckle up, it's going to be a bumpy ride. But that question, I think, is actually more interesting if you change direction. If you look forward, what would we tell our 2021 selves not to forget about 2020? Sure, there's lots that we would like to forget about 2020. Don't get me wrong. But I also think that there were many lessons that we learned that we don't want to forget. After all, God never allows challenges to come into our lives without a reason or a purpose. So what did we learn to bring into this new year that has just begun? One of the things that I think was a lesson to learn in 2020 was about our foundation, what the foundation of our lives really is. After all, so many things disappeared so quickly in such a brief period of time. Things that we are used to, social gatherings, maybe our workplace, sports, so many things. But then there was also the intangible things that disappeared overnight. Our sense of security, our comfort, our control. And when all of these things were gone, maybe we felt like we were teetering on the brink because we didn't know what was going to come. But that invites us to look at what our foundation is. What all of those other things were built on. Jesus says in Matthew chapter 7, everyone who listens to these words of mine and acts on them will be like a wise man who built his house on rock. The rain fell, the floods came, and the winds blew and buffeted the house, but it did not collapse because it was set solidly on rock. That foundation of our lives should be the rock of our faith. The rock of Jesus Christ. St. Paul calls him the cornerstone. He should be the cornerstone of our lives. Because as we learn, the rain fell and the floods came and the winds blew and buffeted our house. And if they weren't built on the foundation of Jesus and faith, our houses could have been completely ruined. So as we begin slowly to kind of rebuild life as we once knew it, what are we rebuilding on? Are we rebuilding on all of the old foundations that were so easily done away with? Our faith can't be the second fiddle. It has to be first and foremost, because when all else is gone, that will remain. One of the difficult things for me recently has sort of been this feeling of stagnation, that we're not really moving anywhere or going anywhere or doing anything. It's kind of like that old movie, Groundhog Day. Remember how he wakes up every morning and the day is exactly the same as the day before? I feel a lot like that these days. I'm one of those people who likes to always be moving, and not just physically, but really growing. Feeling like I'm growing personally, growing spiritually, and that the parish community is growing. And while I think we've done a great job of kind of keeping us all connected over this last year, certainly there hasn't been a whole lot of growing going on. We're just kind of staying stagnant. And as we talk to our 2021 selves, I think we want to tell ourselves that this new year needs to be a time of growth, a time of recognizing that we can't be stagnant in our personal lives, in our professional lives, certainly not in our lives of faith. So maybe if we're regular Mass goers, we might think about what growth in our faith would look like in the new year. Perhaps joining a Bible study or Alpha or some sort of ministry of the parish to grow beyond daily, weekly Mass attendance. Not that that's not a good thing, but yet we always want to be growing. Maybe if we're an occasional Mass goer, we'll commit to attending Mass on a regular weekly basis. And maybe you're watching today on the internet and you don't really go to church. Maybe you just sort of stumbled on this broadcast today. Maybe you might tell your 2021 self that you make a commitment to attend Mass regularly. Healthy things grow and they bear fruit. We want to grow and bear fruit in our lives, and we want our parish community to grow and bear fruit as well. In the conclusion of my homily last year, I offered us an entrustment of the new year to Mary. And I said, offer her all the blessings we will receive and the challenges it will bring. There certainly were our fair share of challenges in the old year. And it looks like there'll be a number of challenges in the new year as well. These words certainly are as true on January 1st, 2020, as they are January 1st, 2021. Mary is our mother. She's the mother of Jesus. That's what today's feast is all about. It is Mary's vocation, her calling to be mother. And her motherhood of Jesus expands. It grows because she becomes the mother of all who believe in her Son. So she is our mother as well. And just like any good mother, she wants the best for her children. She wants every good gift for us, and she wants to support us in the challenges that the year will bring. So today, I would encourage us again to entrust ourselves to Mary. Mary, as our mother, always leads us to her Son. She always leads us to Jesus. So whatever we do, whatever we begin, whatever challenge we face, if we entrust it to Mary, she will always bring it and us to her Son. In the midst of this Christmas season, as we reflect on the motherhood of Mary, we remember that for a time, God was an infant, utterly and totally dependent on his mother for shelter, for safety, for food, everything. Utterly dependent on her. And as Christians, we can do no better than to imitate the example of Jesus. In this new year, let us be utterly dependent on Mary, our mother, who will always lead us to her Son.